The U.S. aid workers were attacked and beaten by a mob of students in the town of Jalud in southern Sudan. The students attacked the aid workers and ransacked their office over the weekend. The U.S.-based Samaritan's Purse Ministry, the aid workers' employer, said Sudanese students were likely protesting against rising tuition fees. Jeremy Bloom of Samaritan's Purse, an evangelical Christian organization, said students attacked the aid workers in an isolated incident that was not directly aimed at the organization or its work.
We're helping out in the area with food assistance, medical programs, church rebuilding in southern Sudan, but it seems the students were just reacting to some changes there in school and reacted against our team.
Bloom said the two have been flown to Kenya and are recovering. Over 2 million people were killed and many villages destroyed during the 20-year civil war between Sudan's Muslim North and Christian South. The peace agreement reached in 2005 has not guaranteed an end to violence in Sudan. Aid workers and people living in southern Sudan continue to face insecurity as they try to rebuild villages destroyed during the war. Bloom said the incident, although isolated, is not the first time the evangelical group's workers in southern Sudan have come under attack.
Our hospital there had been bombed more than 7 or 8 times over the past 6 or 7 years, and it's part of the danger of working in this country, but we have a passion for people and there's a lot of things we can do to help, so we're going to stay.
The aid organization said Sudanese authorities have detained a number of people in connection with the incident. Aya Batraoui for VOA News in Cairo.